USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Colonial Pipeline says it's fully restarted the systems for the pipeline after the ransomware attack, but it will still take some time to make up for shortages at the gas pump. President Biden says not to hoard gas and to be patient.
We expect things to return to normal over the next several days. I will be monitoring Colonial's progress and the federal government's support every step of the way. So stay strong. Help is on the way.
With the pipeline down, it's cut the supply to many gas stations in parts of the South. North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia are reporting the biggest numbers of closed gas stations. President Biden said that U.S. officials don't believe the Russian government was involved in the hack of the Colonial Pipeline, which stretches from Texas to New Jersey. He said, "We do have reason to believe that the criminals who did the attack are living in Russia." This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years. Tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at Energized Health. That's energizedhealth.com.
Republicans in Congress happily removed their masks after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advised that people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can stop wearing face coverings, even indoors in most cases. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said free at last as he left the chamber. Senator Susan Collins from Maine, also a Republican, was seen waving her mask in the air in celebration. Over in the House, most members appeared to be still wearing their masks on the floor during their afternoon votes. But Republican Brian Mass protested to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, saying, "We should all take off these stupid masks." Speaker Pelosi didn't respond when a reporter asked her whether the masks could come off now. 2 days ago, she announced that the rules that required all lawmakers and staff to wear masks on the House floor would be relaxed soon, so lawmakers could remove them when they are recognized to speak during a debate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry was grilled in Congress on Wednesday about leaking sensitive material to Iran. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
In April 2021, more than 3 hours of audio tape was leaked from a seven-hour interview between economist Saeed Lailaz and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, Iran's foreign minister. Mr. Zarif claimed former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told him about over 200 covert Israeli attacks on Iranian interests in Syria, undermining President Trump's administration. John Kerry taking questions from lawmakers on Wednesday.
I can't vouch for why he did or what he said. I'm just telling you that didn't happen. End of story.
Current Secretary of State Anthony Blinken dismissed the audio tape as utter nonsense, end quote. The White House position.
We're not going to comment on leaked tapes.
Representative Andy Barr, the Republican from Kentucky on Fox Business, says it's not the end of the story.
We've always known that John Kerry supported appeasement of the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, because, after all, he was the architect of the flawed Iran nuclear deal back in 2015.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Israel's defense minister approved the mobilization of 9,000 more reservist troops as the fighting continues with Hamas. They sent a heavy barrage of rockets deep into Israel. Israel then returned fire with more airstrikes in Gaza. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.